This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. In his weekly COVID-19 update, University of Michigan President Mark Schlissel made a statement that caught our attention. He said university-related COVID cases currently comprise 62% of total cases in Washtenaw County. That's up from one-third of total cases on February 3rd. And the reason, according to Schlissel, is large social gatherings. What is a student to do? Here to talk to us about what actual college life looks like 1 year into the pandemic are a pair of roommates in Ann Arbor. Amanda Vogel, she's a first-year graduate student at the College of Pharmacy. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
And Theo Zangolis, he is a senior studying political science. Theo, hello.
Hi, April.
How are you guys doing?
All right, just staying warm out here.
Let's talk a little bit about your classes. Are they in person or virtual?
Yeah, mine are all virtual right now, and we're coming back a little bit in person starting in March.
Theo, how about you?
Mine are all online.
All online. Yeah, so, I mean, are there even times when either of you set foot on campus these days?
Primarily for COVID testing, actually.
Yeah, I hardly ever go to campus unless it's just walking through usually.
Interesting. I do see the odd person walking around with a backpack kind of looking like an undergrad or a grad student. And I assume they've probably got something to do with either labs or medical instruction. We know that there are still some people there because of that. I hear that you two hang your hats at a fraternity house with 16 other students. What's that been like? Could you just describe like who lives there and what the living conditions are like?
Yeah, so we're an undergraduate fraternity. Like you said, I think there's about 16 of us living here. And we all, for the most part, most of us are living in single rooms, don't have roommates. There are, you know, some of us with roommates. But we are, you know, trying to be very cognizant of COVID, you know, wearing masks in the house, trying to take every precaution that we can to prevent, you know, the spread of COVID within the house. It has been honestly pretty interesting to live with a group of people in these sort of strange COVID times. It's, you know, been nice to have a group of people to live with and sort of ride this out together, I guess.
Amanda?
Yeah, I would, you know, agree with that sentiment. For the most part, we've been pretty lucky. We haven't really had any cases in the house this far, which has been really nice, but you know, there are some pros and cons. It's definitely nice to, you know, feel free to interact with housemates and friends and feel a little more comfortable doing so. But on the downside, we know that we have, you know, a much higher risk. And if someone in the house gets sick, there's a good chance that a lot of us will get sick. So we do wear masks around our house when we're not in our rooms to make sure that, you know, we're all being as safe as we can. So it's definitely a change from last year.
I mean, so are people like prepping meals in the kitchen and then just like taking food back to their rooms to eat, or sort of trying to time it so that you're eating in the kitchen at a time when nobody else is there? Or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, everybody basically, you know, if we're cooking food, we go to the kitchen, we cook food, finish it up, clean up, and then, you know, bring it back to our rooms and eat. It's definitely been a pretty substantial change from what we're, you know, used to. You know, the sort of the community has changed a lot, I guess, is how I would sum it up.
How's socializing going? Would you say things are back to normal, or are people still keeping a distance?
For us, we're definitely still, for the most part, keeping a distance. Personally, like, I stay in my room most of the time, and I'm very cautious about who I'm hanging out with. You know, I pretty much only hang out with people that I live with. And even then, it's with, you know, a little bit of caution, always kind of wondering, you know, and making sure that, you know, nobody that I'm hanging out with has been going to parties or anything like that.
I'm not asking you two to call out anyone, but just, are you aware of like maybe people in your social media circles or something getting together in larger groups?
Yeah, that, you know, always exists. I think it's kind of inevitable if you bring, you know, a large group of young students. I mean, you have to remember a lot of our, you know, fellow classmates on campus are only 18 years old. You know, they're all still kids. So, you know, it's kind of to be expected that they're going to gather and hang out to some extent. So, yeah, you know, we do see it on social media and, you know, sometimes walking around campus, you know, if you're going for a walk, you can see gatherings or parties of people, but we try and steer clear of that.
Well, like, how do people talk about things like that? Do they say, you know, I know we're not supposed to do this, but it's just a few people and I know everybody who's coming really well. So, you know, come on over and make your own decision. Or is the public health risk even something that gets any attention?
Honestly, most of my friends are pretty safe and aren't hanging out with large groups of people. So within that group, like our sort of impression of these people who are having, you know, big parties and going to social gatherings is just like, I think it's a little bit of just sort of disbelief and like not really understanding why somebody would want to go and hang out with a big group of people. Like I know personally myself, I would be freaked out at this point to go to a big party with a bunch of people. But, you know, I can't really speak to what people who are in the, you know, in the boat of wanting to go to parties right now. Like, I can't really speak to what their justification is.
So, like I said, you guys live in at a fraternity. You must have some parties going on in the neighborhood, I'm sure.
Yes, our neighbors are another fraternity, and our neighbors do like to party occasionally.
Oh, dear. Do you know if anybody has confronted them about this?
I don't.
I really don't know either. It always shocks me to see, you know, images posted on social media of, you know, a big party that they've clearly had, you know, at their house inside, and they're all comfortable posting about it. It always just is so jarring. It feels so shocking, given, you know, what it feels like most of the student body exhibits, you know, just generally feeling cooped up and feeling inside, you know, and all of us are definitely a little downtrodden about the whole situation. And it's just a huge juxtaposition to see people posting about their parties online.
It kind of sounds like people on, you know, maybe on campus, like with all the rest of Michigan, it kind of sounds like people are living in two different worlds about this.
Yeah, I would agree in a lot of ways. It is a very strange situation that kind of does force you to like decide what world you're going to live in, I guess.
Either of you two know anyone who's gotten sick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so do I.
What was that like?
I didn't know anybody who got like seriously sick. You know, it was mostly just, you know, people who got sick and then, you know, sort of isolated and I don't know, didn't really talk about it a ton. And then, you know, in a couple of weeks, we're back to normal.
Is there much of a sense of like the disease moving through different social circles? Like, well, so-and-so had it and then their roommate got tested and turns out they were positive too. Do you think people are very aware of the spread, I guess?
I would say people are very aware of the spread, but I think at the end of the day, people have housemates, they live together in groups, and it seems like that is primarily where the spread is happening. You know, it takes one housemate to get sick and the rest of them do. So that seems to be the greatest pattern I've seen. You know, I've got some old roommates from years prior that I know a few of them have gotten sick. And yeah, it's just, it's unfortunate, but you know, luckily now we have the capacity to get testing every single week if you want to. So a lot of our housemates have opted to do that, which is good because now we can, you know, monitor the situation regularly and hopefully at least prevent that spreading within our own house.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about college life during the pandemic with Amanda Vogel and Theo Zangolis. They're both students at the University of Michigan. Did either one of you ever consider taking a year off and, you know, just skipping it and not doing the online classes, maybe figuring out something else to do with 2020, 2021?
Yeah, I definitely did. I definitely considered it. And I think ultimately the thing that made me decide to continue with classes was just like the realization of like, I didn't know what else I would do. And sort of just, yeah, the feeling of not knowing what else I would do if I didn't go to school. And also just the feeling of like, sort of at this point, like for me, I'm a senior. I just wanted to finish and be done with undergrad.
How about you, Amanda?
Yeah, I would share pretty similar sentiments. You know, starting a PhD program in a pandemic is a big choice. And I really thought about putting it off a year. You know, I had serious conversations with my parents about it. And similarly, you know, I just really wasn't sure what I would do with that gap year. I mean, I don't feel like I did a whole lot last summer when, you know, everything happened. And I think that really fueled my decision to, you know, come back to school. And it's definitely hard. You know, there are a lot of difficulties. You know, I haven't had a chance to meet most of my classmates. And, you know, we move as a cohort, you know, it's a PharmD program. But through all of it, I am happy with my decision to go back to school. I think, you know, putting it off the year wouldn't have really helped my situation at all. I think, you know, I really made the decision because I'm ready to move forward and start the next chapter of my life. And, you know, seeing that healthcare is so, so important this year, I was ready to get started.
I was going to say, this must be a pretty incredible year to be involved in a pharmacy program or really anything related to medicine.
Yeah, no, it's definitely at the forefront of discussion. It's changed some of our curriculum. We have many lessons about, you know, COVID, and, you know, the university has been considering using a lot of my classmates because, you know, we get certified as immunizers to help distribute COVID vaccines. So we haven't started that program yet, but we've, you know, received lots of outreach about our interest in, you know, volunteering to help vaccinate. So in some ways, it's felt very important, you know, really interesting. But yeah, there's a lot of give and take this year.
Do you think you're going to do it, Amanda?
I would love to help vaccinate. You know, it just kind of depends on when the rollout really, really starts going in pharmacies and, you know, how us students can contribute.
Yeah, I mean, it seems right now like there just aren't even enough doses to fully, I guess, mobilize all the people who might be interested in the program, right?
Yeah. Definitely. It seems that that is the case.
So, I mean, have either of you actually laid eyes on your professors or TAs in person this year?
Yeah, I had some more in-person components last semester than I did this semester. We had a lot more essential trainings that needed to happen in person. And some of my courses are offered in a hybrid model, which means if you choose to show up to in-person coursework, you can. But there's still an online option offered, and you can decide on a daily basis whether or not you would like to attend in person. So I've definitely been able to see at least a good percentage of my professors, and they've, you know, tried really hard to offer a mixture of availabilities.
How about you, Theo?
No, I haven't seen any of my professors in person. I don't think any of my classmates either. I am living a pretty much entirely virtual life between school and work and everything else.
It sounds like being a monk.
Yeah, I've been comparing it to Groundhog Day. It's like I feel like I live the same day over and over and over again. It's very, very boring.
That is exactly how my husband describes this. You know, college instruction varies so much. There are some classes, especially at the undergrad level, where maybe you don't get much of a connection with the professor or the TA. It can be kind of impersonal. And then there are other courses, especially maybe later in a program, where, you know, you have a real intellectual connection with other students and with the instructor. Do either of you feel like you missed out on anything because of the way things are right now? Theo, I'm especially curious about this for you since it's your senior year.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like I didn't get the experience that I would have liked out of my senior year, you know, both in terms of academics and otherwise. But, you know, honestly, this is, you know, pretty much as good as I can ask for, given the circumstances. You know, it's funny, I'm like, I don't think I ever would have said this before, but I do wish that I could trudge through the snow every morning and, you know, walk to campus and sit in the classroom and, you know, be in that environment and, you know, not have the sort of screen between me and someone else to create, you know, the sort of, you know, intellectual and academic relationships with people. But, you know, I think that ultimately this is as best as I can ask for right now.
Right. Amanda, is there anything that you wish were happening right now that's not in terms of your coursework?
I mean, I missed my graduation, you know, last May, which was unfortunate. And now really it is just unfortunate to not meet most of my classmates. Like I said before, you know, it's a cohort. We're supposed to move together and, you know, making those relationships, those professional relationships for the future is just kind of put on hold. You know, I've been lucky enough to make some new friendships and be able to meet up with some of my classmates, you know, just a small number of them, you know, like less than 10 of them I have been able to meet, you know, outside of a classroom setting at all, you know, so that is really just, I think, the thing I miss the most is being able to make friends with my new classmates and form those professional relationships that, you know, are going to guide me through this career.
Yeah. There is obviously huge variation in how people on campuses have been reacting to the pandemic. I'm guessing you guys have heard that Ann Arbor's public schools have been all virtual up to this point. And one of the reasons behind staying that way is because of the relatively high number of COVID cases in the county. And as we mentioned, a lot of those cases have originated from campus. What do you think when you hear people talking about that?
I think it's all incredibly difficult. I think everybody is in a very difficult situation. But I think at the end of the day, if you bring a bunch of, you know, young kids together who have been living in isolation for almost a year, I think it's inevitable that people are going to need to hang out, you know, and I don't think that it is the fault of the 18-year-old for not wanting to live locked in their room for an entire year. You know, so I think if you bring people back to campus, they're going to meet with each other because otherwise you've created an environment where, you know, thousands of students live a life where they exist in their room and nowhere else. So I think it's very difficult all around.
Theo?
Yeah, I just don't think it's very surprising that, you know, there are cases among students. And I think that anybody who acts surprised at that is either very naive or they're lying to you. You know, I can't imagine a situation in which I would realistically expect, you know, thousands of, you know, 18 to 20 year olds to be in a concentrated area and not have at least some of them hang out and, yeah, inevitably spread, you know, the virus.
And yet you still came back.
Yes, yeah, for whatever reason. I'm just holding out hope for when I get the vaccine. That's my light at the end of the tunnel, I guess.
Theo Zangolis is a senior studying political science at the University of Michigan, and Amanda Vogel is a grad student at the College of Pharmacy. Amanda, Theo, it's great to hear your voices, and good luck with the rest of the year.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, April.